It is the Friday show. It is a pleasure to be here, and we are not messing about with this one. But you expect that. You expect that from the Friday show. We've got a start, we've got an end, and then we've got a whole lot of middle coming at you right the way through this one. We're breaking policy for Tom Fahey. He's going to end the show. It is Monday night. We normally don't do this sort of thing. But Tom's had a big week. Aston Villa have had a big week, and I thought, what am I doing? Coming up as well, making his Friday show debut, is James Drury talking about Hull City. So that's the middle. That's to be looked forward to. Here in the room, I've got Andy's McCann Heaton to my right, to your left on screen. And I've got Hot Mike Kearney to my left and your right as it works all the way through. But we're starting this off Friday night. It is Crystal Palace and it is Manchester City. And to start it off, I've got Robbie Scotcher and then I've got Dom Farrell. And that's Friday night. I've got Robbie Scotcher to talk about, well, a matter of questions, really. One being, in general, the sudden Crystal Palace moment. If you'd have asked me where Palace were going to end up with a bit of controversy and maybe a bit of a saga this summer, Robbie, I'd have said, well, it'll probably be around Adam Morton. As it is, that one's sort of been quiet, I think almost oddly quiet, maybe even a bit too quiet. There's controversy around Mateta. There's controversy around Ismail Assar, linked to Liverpool, huge link to Galatasaray, that's sort of ongoing. Daniel Munoz has still got a question mark next to his name. That's still not resolved where he's going to end up. It appears that Palace have just ended up, for me, in quite an un-Crystal Palace way, looking a little bit destabilised. Is that fair?
Yeah, totally. I think the problem you have is, so for Crystal Palace to win the Conference League, to win the FA Cup and have those two seasons, I think that's exceptional work. And if you're part of that team and you're looking what happens now, well, what does happen now? How far are we going to go in the Europa League? Are we going to win it? Probably not. Are we going to get to the quarters and semis? That's probably about where we want to be. So if you're a player that's got Palace to that level, you probably think you've earned the right to kind of step on